nor you, then your promises are still good. Every promise. You promised to do this. Your promise was that you had already healed them before you were wounded for their transgression. With the stripes, you were healed. Grant, Father, this waiting on you. We're waiting on you now. Move in Christ's name.
The word of God.
out of this thing here.
Let it be.
Now, and the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the marrow of the bone, the sunder of the marrow of the bone, and the word of God, which is Jesus, is a discerner of the thoughts in the heart and mind. Is that right? Now, when the Word for sure made flesh and dwelt among us in the form of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, a little woman by faith touched his garment one day. He didn't feel it physically, but he turned around and looked at, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" Even Peter rebuked him. Said, "Lord, everybody's touching you." He said, "Yeah, but I perceived a virtue went out of me. I got weak. My strength left me." And he said, looked all around the audience, and he found the little woman, told her blood issue that she had, her faith to save her. Is that right? She is evil. He never said, "I did it." She did it herself. He said, "Your faith is saved." Now, the Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the book of Hebrews says that he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. And if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, if you touch that same high priest, the same high priest will act the same way. The way he acted the first time, he has to act the second time. If he did, he acted wrong when he did it the first time. If he made himself known as Messiah to the Jews and the Samaritans by perceiving the thoughts in their mind and telling them who they was or what they was and so forth like that and something they had done, how many know that's the truth? That's the Bible truth. That's the way he made it known. Well, if that's the way he made it known to the Jews and to the Samaritans, he's got to make it known to the Gentiles, or he made it known wrong to them. See what I mean? Now, all who believe that, raise up your hand and say, "I believe that he promised it." Now, thank you. That's it. See, remember what the angel said, that you'd get the people to believe you. See? Not believe me as him, but believe that he sent me to you. Now, you pray and touch the high priest. And if he will turn me from this platform and speak to you, you be the judge for the trial. You be the judge whether it's right or not. You just say, "Now look away from me as a man," and say, "Lord Jesus, I'm in need." And don't try to press your way. You don't get nowhere then. Just relax yourself. Say, "I believe it, Lord. There's not a doubt in my mind. The man don't know me, and I'm way away from him. I hear the audience way back in the back, or standing over around the ring, or somewhere like that. Now, I know I believe you. If you just let me touch you, let him turn to me, I know that that isn't Brother Branham, because he don't know me. And he doesn't know who I am or what I've done or what I have done or what I will do. But you know it. So if you just let him turn, I know it's you. I'll read his message then, because you've got him under control. See? It's you speaking through. Okay? Would you believe that? How many would believe if they could see it done with their own eyes? Not back in some dark room right here before the public like our Lord did. Don't have to make nothing secretly. It's right out here assisting the believers. Are you just praying? Maybe he's not a believer. Somebody's got prayer cards in. Anybody got prayer cards? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About 8 prayer cards left. 9. We'll call them up if he does good. I'd like to see it done without prayer cards. So that you see the prayer card has nothing to do with it. God help us tonight. Now I pray that you'll grant it. Come here with good faith. Come here believing. Maybe that you will do it. I pray that you'll help me now. Give to me of your spirit, Lord. Friend, so it can be for your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sitting here. I see the child.
But if the lady's sitting down and she's suffering with hemorrhoids, and she's, that your little girl is sitting there, she's suffering with asthma. That thus saith the Lord. Stand on your feet and accept your healing. Jesus Christ, make you well. Stand up, both of you. If we're strangers, one another, raise up your hands and raise your hands. All right. Go home, honey. It's all over, little girl. You'll be made well. You believe? Look here. Right, you're standing right over this man here. The man's suffering with a hernia. Right, he's not from this city. A city called Orange. Right, his name's Mr. Stack. Is that right, sir? If I'm a stranger, you wave your hands back and forth like this. You were sitting here and said, let it be me, Lord. Is that right? Wave your hands. Oh, God.
To fly away from the old buzzard's roost. Get out into Christ and live free in the Spirit. Raise your hands and say, pray for me. Or just look at the hand. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst. This might have been an awful rude message, church. It's rude because I have no education. I'm not a theologian. Just the little rude ways of how to watch nature and know God ordained nature. So, He's God. He's still here. He knows all things. Just being silent a moment. I'm at a warning to see what he wants me to do. Just be in prayer, Lord, be merciful to me. I'll raise my hand. Take my hand and lift me up above the shadows of him. How great thou art. How great thou art. Isn't he wonderful? Just bathe now. The message is cutting and bruising. Just bathe in his sweetness.
Spirit of God moving in the building. Let it sink way down so people
to this day? Where will I go if God takes my life? I know what's true for me. He loves you. He wants you. He wants you to serve Him. You are His. He is yours. He's your Lord, your Savior. Now, there's only one thing you can do, and that's believe. That's all. That's the only thing you can do. You believe, and then God confirms your faith by giving you the Holy Ghost. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, but God gave him the seal of circumcision to confirm his faith. As long as you haven't received the Holy Ghost, you may have faith, that's right, but God hasn't confirmed it yet. And when you're sealed until the day of your redemption, Ephesians 4:30. Read not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Now, He don't only save, He don't only heal, but He saves. Now, watch that Spirit as it moves. Now, you have to be in a certain condition, surely. All of us wasn't made that way. That's exactly right. It was in the Bible that way. Sure it was. That's always when I was watching. Now, it's back again. I'm looking right at it now. There it is. And just, you say the right word. Just say the right thing. It's what you say. How many read the book, I guess it's in tape, where this new ministry, just that woman, just said the right thing. I said, ask anything you wish to now. And see if God will do it. He'll give it to you right now. So what must I ask, Brother Branham? I said, anything you want. I said, you're such a crippled sister. Your father and mother's poor. You haven't got any money. You're with us. What do you want? She said, anything. I said, find out whether it's right or not. That's the new ministry just moving up. I've been standing here for 15, 20 minutes waiting for it. See? Just say what you want. He has to tell me first. I said, Sister Hattie, just say whatever you want to. She said, the greatest desire in my heart is my two teenage boys, that they may be saved. I said, I give them to you in the name of Jesus Christ. It fell over a lap right there. All such things have happened. If thou can't sleep. This lady sitting right here. Praying. She's got a nervous breakdown. No hope for her, they don't think. She's from Mississippi. Right. You might know her. Your father's sick too, isn't he? He's a preacher, isn't he? That's right, raise up your hand. I deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ in that breakdown. Go on your heels, cancer. I never seen her in my life. Ask if those things isn't true. Are they true, lady, or wave your hand if that's right? Are we strangers? Wave your hand. What did she touch? What is it? Oh, my. Same yesterday and forever. Same life is for you also. Are you believers? Can't sleep when you go home tonight from the church, can you, lady? I see you laying there tossing around, moving. Last night shut it off tonight, didn't you? Right. You believe me to be God's prophet or servant? You do? You believe with all your heart? All right. If you believe like that, what can I do to help you? If I tell you delivered, do you believe it? Or it was dark over his turn right. Your name's Miss Hoosier, all right? You can go back home and be made well. Lady, you sitting next to her, you was awful kind to be punching her to make her know that it was her. Was you punching that lady, telling her? I thought you was telling her about one. Well, you got something on your mind, so if you... That's right. You believe God will work the miracle? All right, that alcoholic will be made well if you believe with all your mind. Pray for your brother for a long time. You believe with all your heart? Now, folks, this is our faith, church. This is the power of the Lord God. Here's such an elderly lady. Look at over there. She can't understand just exactly what it's all about. We'll say the same right back here. I don't need to ask you that. I'm looking at the light hanging right over her. She's afflicted. She's sick. She's got kidney trouble, heart trouble. She's missing of it. Mrs. Weir, believe with all your heart. God bless you. Rise up on your feet and be healed. Now, if I don't know you, you don't know me, wave your hand back and forth so the people know. Was everything he told you the truth? If that's right, wait, stand up on your feet so the people know. That's true. If everything was said true, you and I are strangers. All the prayer cards are in the line. Now, that wants Jesus to heal you, raise up your hand.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't have to.
Right.
Now, I want to quote a scripture to you. There was a woman, we're going to just go say one time, a woman that didn't have a prayer card in the Bible. And she said, I believe that man. And if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. You know the story? All right, what happened? She pressed through the crowd till it touched the hem of his garment. Now, did anybody ever see a Palestinian robe? It's way loose. It's got an underneath garment. Keep the dust off the limb. And a Palestinian garment, if she touched the hem of my coat, I wouldn't feel it. If she touched my trouser legs like that, a couple of my trousers, how about a big garment hanging out like that? So Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? And Peter rebuked him and said, Lord, all of us touching you. Why do you say a thing like that? He said, but I perceived that I got weak. Virtue went out. Is that right? And what did he do? He looked out over the audience until he found the little woman and told her blood issue was gone. Her faith had saved her. How many knows that? Now, wouldn't you like to touch him? Well, is it possible that you can't touch him? Is he a high priest now? That could be touched with the feeling of our infirmities? Well, then, if he's the same high priest, how are he at now? Like he did then, is that right? Now, you touch him and see if he acts that way. That's the way to do it. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Will you bring God's word to a showdown? Now, if he stood here with this suit on, and you walked up to him and said, Oh, Master, Lord, Oh, Master, I pray that you'll heal me, you know what he'd say? My child, I've already done it. Don't you believe me? You say, Lord, let me see if you got scars in your hand. Anybody has scars in your hand. Let me see if you got scars in your side. I got them. More horse throw me. Sure. Now, I got another over there where I shot with a gun. Gun went off when I was a kid. Another fellow's gun shot me across the side. But that don't mean that you're the Messiah. No. But the life of Messiah will be the spirit of Messiah in his shirt. Now, no matter how much he put it on me, he's got to put it on you, too. Because we can't work separately. We got to work together.
Amen.
Jesus went into a place claiming he was the Messiah, and many mighty works he could not do. Because of what?
Unbelief.
He's the same yesterday and forever. You don't believe him, there's no way for him to work. If you will believe him, he'll come right in your flesh. The Messiah will. Amen. It's the same God that's in flesh. You believe it? Now, in this prayer line, you all are in this prayer line. How many in the prayer line has been here at other meetings and seen God high reveal the secrets and they raise up their hands just in the prayer line? All right? Now, if I don't say one word to you, just pray. You believe it? God will? You believe it? You believe it? Without seeing it. I don't know what you're feeling. I can feel it. I can tell it. All right? You out there, let's have the discernment line out here without prayer cards. The ones without prayer cards have the discernment. Let the seas pass through so that you'll see that the angel of the Lord is here. Now, if that pillar of fire that was in the burning bush in Moses' time,
the pillar of fire was in the burning bush in the time of Moses when it was made flesh. How many believe that was Christ? He said before Moses, before Abraham was, I am. See? All right. Now, that pillar of fire that was in the wilderness, when it was made flesh, we know it did that, didn't it? And now, is he a high priest tonight that can be touched for the feeling of our infirmity? All right. You just have faith and believe God, and God will grant that to you. I ever wanted it. Just bow your head silently and start praying. Each one of you. Don't be upset, hysterical, but just believe that Jesus Christ is here. You have a need of him. Just believe. Oh, how wonderful. Sympathize in Jesus. Now, I've talked about him, spoke his word. Will he now fulfill his word? All right, Paul, that's a prayer I know. I want the discernment to be out there. If God will just grant it once more. All right, raise your head. Look on me. Now, just like Peter John passed the gate called Beautiful, believe me, it's his servant. Hold your affliction in your mind and say, God, I'm suffering with so-and-so. Have mercy on me. Oh, you don't think that you're past healing. You know, it's as easy for me to heal you as it is anybody else. Just have faith. I wish I could heal every one of you. I do it. I can do no more than just what I see going on. I'm watching the light. It was here just a second ago. It moved and went this way, and I don't see it now. It's away from the platform at this time. Yeah, the little lady there with her hand up to her mouth suffering that gallbladder trouble. You believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ make you well. And more faith than you thought you had. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Brother, sitting right there, don't fear, you're going to be all right. If you believe with all your heart, that man you're praying for, that horse fell on, you'll wake up if you believe it. You believe it? You believe it? All right. Have faith. Nothing's impossible. I want to ask you something. Why did he touch? He's 40 feet from me. What do you do? You touch the high priest. His faith moved back. And I caught it. Amen. If thou canst believe. Thank God he healed them there for saints. Wasn't that wonderful? Little sister sitting over there on the end of the row. You want God to give you a baby, don't you? Little lady with a green looking dress on. Have faith in God and you'll embrace your son that you've asked for. Ask them people. I don't know that woman. I never saw her in my life. She's a stranger to you. Are we strangers, lady? Ever who that was that was called? If that were strangers, one another, raise up your hand. Yeah. Raise up your hand so that the people see. What did they touch? The high priest. Now you believe? Now you touch. You do the same kind of touching. I challenge you in Christ's name to do it. Now, we'll pray for the sick. That strike you? You believe that I am his servant with all your heart. I don't know you. You're a stranger, Anita, so that people see whether the people haven't got prayer cards or prayer cards, it doesn't matter. Now, you know there's some kind of anointing here. Is that right? You know, it takes more than a man to do something like that. It takes God, doesn't it? It certainly does. You believe that God could tell me what you're standing here for? Which you know He could. That's fine. All right? If you believe it, I see you're shattered. Yeah. Something horrible, and you're shattered. And that's the reason I look around at the anointing being on you. I couldn't take each one of them people down that line. I'd drop off here on this platform so weak now. See how beads of sweat stand? I couldn't do it. Because if he felt weakness from one person touching him, what about now when he has to work back to a sinner saved by grace? See? And that was the anointed God. See? Just his holy, virgin-born body that God was working through made him weak. What about me, a sinner saved by grace? Because he said, more than this shall you do. The things that I do shall you also, and more than this. It says greater in the King James, but you say, what are you talking to me for, Brother Bram? I'm trying to contact your spirit, just like he talks to the woman at the well. Right. I can tell you now, you're suffering with an extreme nervousness. You got heart trouble also. That's right, isn't it? If that's right, raise up your hand so that people see it. Are you bleeding? With all your heart? Well, the same God knows the same things matter to you. That just doesn't. I keep feeling that at night, every once in a while somebody says he's guessing that. I'm not guessing that. How could I guess that? I don't think them things because I catch it right here. That hinders the rest of me. Here, let's see if he's guessing. You're a fine person. Now, I couldn't have guessed that. I don't know you. I've never seen you. We're perfectly strangers. Is that right? So, right. All right, sir. That's true. I don't know what I told you. The only way I know is get that tape. Let me get in contact with your spirit again. See, you're a woman. I'm a man. That's the same way it was at the gate at the well of Samaria. But we being Christians, see, in the spirit of God between us, we're brothers and sisters. Then there's a God of heaven here trying to work through me, just like this thing. If you don't know what to say, you can't say nothing. Neither could I tell you. I have to speak through this to make a voice go through it. Well, you have to speak through me to tell me what's wrong. You see it, audience? Now, I'm just yielding myself. I just have a gift from God to yield myself. I don't know what He's going to say. If He can tell you what has been, surely you could be say what will be. Now, somebody say, well, let's see if you tell you what has been. God have mercy so the people can see and understand. My prayer. I don't even dig up your life, but I just want to see if God will tell us. So if the people see there's something, I won't ask you no more. In this meeting tonight, if you just let it happen. Yes, I see it now. I see her shaking, walking to a window. She gets real nervous, late in the evening especially, right after work, and she's got heart trouble. And says, oh my, there's something else. Yes, here something has been. An operation of some sort. A cancer. In the breast. And you're afraid that part of it is still there. That's right. Yes, on your side. Just pointing to my left side. But yes. And you've had some more trouble. You've just recently lost your husband. Right? Is that what has been? You believe God can tell me who you are, the same that know who Simon Peter was and so forth? This is bad. I go believing. It'll all be over. If I just lay hands, it's something anointing here, isn't it? If I lay hands on you, the Bible said these signs shall follow them that leave. If you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Our Heavenly Father, I'll lay hands upon my sister and ask while this anointing is here for her healing. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, believe now with all your heart. If I lay hands upon you, do you believe that God will heal you and make you well? The whole church is praying for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed. Just have faith and go believe with all your heart. Now, you know I know what's wrong with you, but I don't have to say it to you. As long as I tell your heart, oh, go ahead, yeah, I didn't say it. Now, you know I know what's wrong with you. Is that right? If I tell you, would it help you?
which would be greatest? We lay hands on you and tell you what's wrong with you. Tell you what's wrong with you. All right? You're bothered with nervousness. I take off the platform and be made well. I don't know what to shake out of. You go ahead and stop the prayer. You believe your back stuff will be all right? Go over here with all your
back.
Now, you know God could tell me what was wrong with you. And if he would it help you?
Yeah.
All right. Get rid of that old asthma, go on, and believe with all your heart.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you,
Lord. Get out of here somehow. Do you believe that God will heal you? Your heart will be all right and you'll get well. That's all right. I just pray and believe with all your heart. Now, he knows what's wrong with the people. Now, are you believing? I just have faith. Don't doubt. Now, if each one of you will believe and just accept your healing reverently where you're at, just accept your healing. Now, be real reverent. Again. I don't know you. Don't know nothing about you. I guess we never seen one another in our lives. This is our first time meeting. If that's right, raise up your hand. Just another place like our Lord met a woman at the well one time. Talked to her. He found out what her trouble was. And then he told her trouble. And she said he was the Messiah. If he could tell you the same thing through me, would you believe that he's still Messiah? You believe it with all your heart? I just want to ask you that for a reason. You've had an accident in your leg. Had to take the kneecap off. Right? And then besides that, you've got a hernia that bothers you, and you're extremely nervous. And the greatest thing you need is to give your life to Christ and from a sinner become a Christian. Will you accept him as your Savior now? Will you accept him as your Savior? I'll pronounce you to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and sin no more. Let us say praise be to God, everyone. Let's just worship him now. Father God, Jesus Christ, Father God, as she passes by, may she be healed in Jesus' name. If it keeps on, you'll have a crush after a while, but you believe that God will take it away from you? May arthritis leave you and be gone. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, sir. Our Heavenly Father, I lay hands upon this dear woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal her. Heavenly Father, as I bow my heart to you, I pray for my brother as he passes by me, cometh under the shadow of the cross, be healed in Jesus' name. Now, if I would tell you what was wrong with you, would it help you?
Yes.
Because you're trying to go blind,
yes.
But that's not what you're doing. It's diabetes is what you're doing. And if you'll believe with all your heart, it'll leave you. Will you believe? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, go over your name well. That's it. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Amen. Have faith. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you'll heal me. Now, don't think it's cause I don't tell them that. It's kind of hard for me to get away from it, see? But I know that it's all right. God doing it just the same, see? Don't matter, see? I can't, if you do all right, I told Brother Jack to watch it. It kept on going on. I have to leave the line because it's just spinning for me now. How many understands that scripturally? Why, sure. You can't hardly. All right? You believe me to be his prophet or his servant? I mean to say that stumbles some people. I'm not a prophet. I'm just his servant. See? You believe with all your heart? Do you believe that you'll get all right? Huh? He's real nervous, isn't he? Got heart trouble. high blood pressure, and he drinks. Go bleed. That's your husband I'm talking about. Get all right. Have faith in God. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal our sister in Jesus' name. Go eat your supper and you feel sitting there in a chair and your stomach troubles you. Oh, God. I pray, God, you'll heal our sister in Jesus' name. Amen. God, I pray that you'll heal our sister in Jesus' name. Amen. God, lay hands upon the little one. In the name of Jesus Christ, may Father God, I pray that you are our friend to make her well. God, I pray that you'll heal our brother and make him well for laying hands on him. God bless you, sister. Our Heavenly Father, I lay hands upon our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. May she go and be healed. Amen. That's faith. Don't doubt. Our Father, I pray that you'll heal our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Ask me, my life. Don't come about right to me, but under the cross. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. You believe that? Have a good courage, see. Oh, you don't know what's wrong, but don't believe it anyway. If I will tell you what's on your heart, will you believe me to be his prophet? You will. One thing's wrong with you, you're bothered with nervousness. That's right. You got a nervous stomach that causes you trouble. That's what you'll be prayed for, isn't that right? You've had it all your life. I tell you, you got a burden on your heart. Can God tell me what your burden is? The salvation of your father and mother. That's thus saith the Lord. She's asked, Father, and especially for the family. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. You know what I mean? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Grant the healing of our precious brother. I'm believing, don't doubt. God bless you, brother. Have faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay hands upon him while the anointing of the Holy Spirit is present. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, as we feel the vibration of this fine woman, I pray, Father, that you'll heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm believing now. Don't doubt. Sister, just look at the prayers that's going up to you. Look at this fine bunch of ministers here. This is the Church of the Living God. Our Father, we pray that you will heal her. As by faith, we lay our hands upon her. Confirmation of Jesus' own words that says, these signs shall follow them that believe. May she be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer of faith will save the sick, and God shall raise them up. Heavenly Father, with the special fervent prayer of the righteous, and we are not righteous, but we accept the righteousness of our Lord, I pray this prayer for her and present it to you on her behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believe in most dangerous disease there is, heart trouble. But God's a healer of heart trouble. Isn't that right? Yeah. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless our brother and you. Amen. For I lay hands upon you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Bless you, brother. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I pray, Father, that you'll grant the healing of my brother. Amen. Thank you.
Lord Jesus, tenderly and mercifully, Lord, she brings the little one. And I lay my hands upon them and pronounce the blessings of God. May it be healed in Jesus' name. God bless you. Our Heavenly Father, this humble little woman moves up here carrying the Word of God over her heart. I pray, Lord, it will go deep in there and she'll have faith to believe. Thank you. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we ask the mercies of God upon this our sister. May the power of God heal her and make her well. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask these people standing here, all the children up there, because they're in each wheelchair, would you all bow your heads and pray with me just a moment, everyone, while I go and lay hands on them.
about this way, sir. I don't know this woman. I have never seen her. We're total strangers to one another, so far as I know. But the Holy Spirit will tell me something is wrong with her. Or what she's here for. It might be she's sick. Maybe she's here for somebody else. Maybe she's here for domestic trouble, financial trouble, church affairs, spiritual condition. I don't know. That's true. I don't know the lady. God does. But now that you people might always know that Jesus Christ in your presence, may the infallible confirmation of His Word. Let me talk to the woman just a moment while I have myself yielded to the Spirit. Now, you that are ready for and lay hands on these wheelchairs. If you have got a faith to rise up and walk, don't let that bother you. You just have a little mustard seed, faith, and hold on to it, and just keep moving around. See? Now, Abraham has given the promise of God. And for 25 years, he waited for that promise to be fulfilled. Is that right? He never staggered the promise of God here in belief. A strong meaning praise to God. Now we know that God still remains God. Now, if this woman here has walked up in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, now let's say she is sick. And she walks up in the presence of the Lord Jesus, and she is in the presence of the Lord Jesus. Not you, not me, but the Spirit that you're. He's the vine, we are the branches. Is that right? How do you know the vine doesn't bear fruit? The branches bear the fruit as it's energized for the vine. Is that right? Now watch close and listen. Now, if she stood here in the presence of the Lord Jesus, something happened to that boy there, man. I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to take a string and tie it around that water here. See? Tonight. And tie a knot in it. And then on the last night of the evening, tomorrow night, you tie another knot. The next night, another knot, and bring me that string right up there on the shore, pull this box on that boy, and you see how much that head strings between your hands.
Not beside myself, but I hope you forgive me for that. I didn't mean you stand here and make a gazing doctrine. Now, just that we did you have a prayer card, or did they just put you up? You had a prayer card. Because I thought if you was able to walk around like that, wouldn't be right with retinal. Of course, you could be a seat for them, but they gave you a prayer card. All right. Now, if the Lord Jesus, like here, a woman and a man again, if He can tell me something that like you're here for, would you believe it? You're here for me to pray for your eyes. Got eye trouble. That's right, raise up your hand. Well, you say, sure, she's got on glasses. All right, let's just take that out of the way. Now, you look at me and believe. You believe, now you're, just let the people know. Now, right now, you feel a real sweet, warm spirit. If that's right, raise up your hand, because you are a Christian. Now, did you ever see the picture of that light, that pillar of light? In the picture, we got it here. It's been taken all over the world. We got it right here at the building. Now, how many of you ever seen it? All right? That light hanging between me and the woman right now. I'm looking right at it. Now, you think you can heal your husband?
Yes, sir.
He's here, too.
Yes, sir.
If I can tell you what's wrong with your husband, will you believe him to be a servant?
Yes, sir.
He's got skin cancer on the face. That's right, isn't it? All right. And you've got some other loved one you're praying for. That's a daughter, loved one. They're not here. Got trouble with the ear. They're not even in this country. It's in Georgia. Is that right? You're not from this city. You're from a city called Jasper. That's right. Your name's McKinnon. That's right. Go home and be made well. How many believe? Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right? Lay your hands on one another. If they lay hands, don't pray for your